VOC Breakfast. Weekdays, 7 to 9 a.m.
24 minutes after 8 on VOC Breakfast on 91.3 FM, the Judicial Conduct Tribunal will begin hearings on Monday into allegations of gross misconduct against Western Cape Judge Mushtaq Parker. Complaints were filed by 10 judges and the Cape Bar Council questioning his integrity. If found guilty, Judge Parker could face impeachment, and this of course comes after nearly 5 years after his suspension in a constitutional first for South Africa. Joining us on the line is a researcher at Judges Matter, Mbekezeli Benjamin. Mbekezeli, good morning. Thank you so much for your time.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
Speak to us about what the allegations are here regarding Western Cape Judge Parker.
So there are two complaints that were filed against him by 10 of his fellow judges plus the Cape Bar Council. And both complaints really relate to dishonesty. In the first complaint by the 10 judges, they allege that Judge Parker told two contradictory versions of the same event. He allegedly said that former Judge President Hlophe assaulted him in his chambers at the Western Cape High Court in February of 2019. But almost a year later, in February of 2020, he said that he had a misrecollection. He did not have a proper recollection of those events. And so the allegation is that you can't really have two different stories of what happened. Either you lied about the incident happening, or you're now lying about the incident not happening. And so that's the first complaint. The second complaint is by the Cape Bar Council, and they allege that Judge Parker, before he became a judge, he was a practicing attorney, and there were certain accounting discrepancies in his trust account. And so he did not disclose this to the Cape Law Society at the time, and he also did not disclose it to the Judicial Service Commission when he applied to be a judge. And so again, they say that that is a form of dishonesty, of non-disclosure. And so in both complaints, there is an allegation of dishonesty.
Is there any evidence that, you know, any of these allegations have impacted on any of his rulings?
No, there is no evidence that they have impacted on any of his rulings. You'll recall that Judge Parker was appointed as a judge in November of 2017, and then he was placed on suspension by October of 2020, so about 3 years that he was a judge. And since then, he has been on suspension on full pay.
In terms of the precedent that this particular case may set, speak to us about that particular precedent, considering it's a constitutional first.
So we have never before had a judge face a judicial misconduct tribunal for dishonesty. And so it would really be the first time that we see the JSC take action against a judge for allegations of dishonesty. These ones are particularly serious because they are filed by judges who are in the court with the same judge, and also filed by the Cape Bar Council, which represents advocates who practice in Cape Town. And so the allegations are made by serious individuals, and the allegations themselves are quite serious. And so it is quite unprecedented to see this play out in this way. And if Judge Parker is eventually impeached, again, it would be a first time that a judge is impeached over allegations of dishonesty.
The dynamic then at the Western Cape High Court, following the impeachment as well of the then Western Cape Judge President John Hlophe, now leader of the opposition in Parliament, it does seem as if something is amiss in the Western Cape High Court, isn't it?
Unfortunately, the Western Cape High Court has had a lot of negative experiences, a lot of, we can call it, drama, for at least almost 20 years now, since about 2008, when the allegations against Judge Hlophe were made. So it has been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons. And so one does hope that through this tribunal and the findings that are made, finally, the Western Cape High Court will be able to turn a page and will be able to move on, because a lot of the judges who were involved in this have retired. There was a new judge president appointed just at the beginning of this year. And so we hope that this gives the High Court a fresh start, because the Western Cape High Court is the second busiest court in the country. It serves millions of people in the Western Cape. And so we do expect that things would now be smoother and will be much more focused on making sure that justice is delivered for people in the Western Cape.
Yeah. What confidence does it leave ordinary residents of the Western Cape with as it relates to the Western Cape High Court?
Look, in as much as the court has been in the headlines for all the wrong reasons, the core work, the bread and butter of the work of the Western Cape High Court has been going on quite smoothly. There are cases now that have been dealt with involving gang-related crimes. There are serious cases involving people's estates and deceased estates. And so those kinds of cases are still going on. The Western Cape High Court is still soldiering on. The judges are deeply committed to the work. And so that, I think, gives us some confidence that the work of delivering justice is still happening. What we do wish for is that all of this drama must now go in the past, and the Western Cape High Court should be functioning normally as a court.
Yeah, fascinating. We're going to have to wait and see how it all plays out. Mbeki Zele Benjamin, the researcher at Judges Matter, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you very much. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.